Still coming. We are up to Dav Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, continuing before that, you have to make five different kinds of payments. Afal pishu hu noisin loy, even though he gives him the five payments, ein nimchaloy, it's still not enough yet. He's not forgiven. Nachi yevakesh mimenu, until you actually ask mechila from the victim that you hurt. Shenema, it says, v'ata now heishiv. It says by Avimelech with the hata now hoshiv eishadish. The Eibusha says to Avimelech, give back Sarah to Avram, because he's a navi and he'll daven for you. And so therefore we see that he says, first give it back to Avram, and then he'll daven for you. So you have to ask Mechila. If you didn't forgive him, on the other hand, you have to forgive it all. You mean, it says, that Avram, after that, he'll daven on his behalf, and the Eibishter cured Avimelech. If somebody says, blind my eye, cut off my hand, shave, does it ugly break my foot, chayiv, he is chayiv. If he says, I'm a nas lifter on the condition that you are potter, chayiv, you're chayiv. You're still chayiv. I have no right to tell you to go ahead and to hurt me and to do all that. Even if I said, yes, I didn't mean it. Kora, kras, ksusi, rip apart my dress, shavar, kadi, break my barrel, chayiv, chayiv. You have to pay. I'm an ass lifter, but if I tell you, you can do it and you don't have to pay, then you have a right to tell you to break it. I say, Kainly, you're playing, I'm an ass lifter, go ahead and break the guy's barrels and you have to pay. Chayiv, chayiv, because ain't shlich, you're liable personally, and also with your money, you have to pay. Says, all this that we said, that you have to pay the money of shame, but the pain that he had, you could pay money and everything else, but it doesn't take away the pain that he had from the shame. You brought the rams from the voyage, which are the most fattiest and juiciest ram, and you bring it up as a carbon. It's still not good enough. You need to ask him rachmanis from him, because the tzad that he had, that he's all worried about the shame, how people are going to view him, that you have to ask mechila for. Shneim it says.
Why is this in the ratio of this mission? Doesn't this belong in Shlosh Chalak?
No, this is a continuation of the last mission. The last mission says you got to pay boishes. Now he's saying that even though you paid money, it doesn't take away, you still need to do mechila. This is a continuation of what you have to do. Shneim it says, Hoshev Eish is a ish, return Sarah, ki novihu, because he's a novi, v'yispal ba'adcha, and he'll dab. Now the Gemara asks, the Eish is a novi, what does that mean? Because Avram's a novi, you have to give back his wife, and if he wouldn't be a novi, you have to give back his wife. The Eish is a novi, boy, you have to return to him, and Eish is achele, boy, you have to return to him. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmen Yom Yenison, Hoshev Eish is a ish, mekom okim. Of course you got to turn to his wife regardless. I, the Amar, you're tiny, Avimelech's tiny was, I didn't know, Hagoy, he's tiny to Eish, Hagoy, gam tzadik, tarik, you want to kill now. I'm a tzadik, it's my fault. Sarah told me that it's his sister, and she's single. So, and you want to kill me? You're going to kill innocent people. Hello, who Amri Achaisi? He told me my sister. Vigami Amri Achihi, and she also corroborated that as my brother. Novi, he's a novi. You know, they were saying, no, you're not innocent, because Avram was smart. Here, novi doesn't mean necessarily a prophet. He was smart. Everyone knows when a guest comes into town. Shaboli, it comes to town. What do you people for them that people normally ask? Aliska chilushti shayin leisei. Have we to eat? Have we to drink? Have we to sleep? Oh, but aliska ishta shayin leisei. People asking that the woman is walking next to you. Ishtachi, achoyski. That's what you ask a stranger who's coming to town with a woman. Who's that woman? Is that your sister, your wife? In other words, obviously you guys had other thoughts in mind, and he was scared. That's why he so you're not innocent. And the Abishah said, you deserve to die. So Mikan, from here you learn out. The Abishah told him, because if you don't ask Avram Mechila, Moish Thomas, you will die. So is it right that why do you have to die? Mikan lebenoyach, shenerag, he gets killed, even b'shoigig, shahoy leilum, leilamad. You should have known that this is not etiquette. You should, if you don't know that a guest comes to town, you don't ask about his wife or sister, you should have found out. And it's no excuse. Ignorance is not an excuse. There's no such thing as shoigig. The Gemara says it. So Mikan yilunat benoyach, shenerag, shahoy leilum, leilamad. He should have learned. And if he didn't learn, too bad. And what are you getting killed for? Just for derech eretz. You shouldn't even find out how to behave like a mensch. So what was the punishment? The Eibush went ahead and he struck them down. Ki otzer Hashem. He blocked up all of their orifices. It says twice. Why is it twice? Why twice? Achaz by a man who he blocked up was his shich v'zera. And shtayim bisha, and two by a woman, shichvazed, if a lady, she can no longer give birth. B'masnit atanimil, and shtayim bisha, two by a man, v'shichvazed, v'ktanim, and also he can urinate, and shloisha bisha, shichvazed, v'ktanim, v'leida. As a birth. Ravina mashallah be three by man, shikhva zera, uktanim, and urine, upita bas, when the tzaddik beis of an alf. We might help you find it here.
We know this.
Finger is right there on top. Sholish be three by man, shikhva zera, ktani mupita bas, which is what? To defecate. Arba bish four by woman, shikhva zera, veleda, viktani mupita bas. Says Gemara Vaita, and then he closed up the ad korechem, also all their wounds. Amri Rabbi Yana, I feel Tanagosh with the melech, even the animals, even the rooster, even the hens, loy hitila beyasa, couldn't produce eggs. They blocked up every single hole anywhere. Amalei rabba le rabba ba mordi. Now starts a whole sugya. We had a similar sugya in Yuma, where Ravino asked them, Minoha Milsa, where do you know all these things from? Now we're going to have Zerava asking Rabba Bamori a whole bunch of questions, different sayings by people and conventional wisdom, and where does it come from? Everything has to be in the Tata, sourced in the Tata. Minoha Milsa, how do you know the Rabba Bamori? Akish Rachman, we started first with this. This is the segue to our Gemara. Anybody, Davos, I have somebody else, with Tzadok, he needs it, who knows the Chilah, he'll get responded first, they shall help him first. The Amamel, it says, Vashem Shavish was Eiv. Eiv had a number of friends that got into trouble, and Eiv davened on their behalf. And what happened? And then he and Abish answered him first. You learn from Tanakh. I learn from the Chumash. It says Avram Elokim that Avram davened Abish on behalf of Avimelech. Another pasuk says Hashem pocket. He remembers Sada Kasher Omer like he said already before. So Sada was already helped Kasher Omer. When Kasher Omer normal pshat like the Abish told them through the Malach. But here we're touching Kasher Omer Avram Elavimelech, like Avram said to Avimelech that I'll daven on your behalf. And Sodom was answered to straight away. So we see that what? That Sodom was first. Taser, he says,
if Eov didn't actually exist, I wonder what all these.
We'll see more about Basra, whether he existed or not. Hang in there. Two more Gemaras. And even though everybody asked, the Malachim told the Sodom she's going to fall pregnant. So what do you mean that Davin by the Melech would happen later? So Taser says, doesn't mean they'll fall pregnant, but that the labor was a lot easier than it should have been. And others learn taka different that just happened first. Anyway, people say, Bahadi kuti loki karba. Together, when you pull the weeds out of your field, the thorns, you also pull out the cabbage. In other words, together with Hashem, Tzadik can pass away as well. Amal Yechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lama Tarivu Alai Kulchem. It says, Lama Tarivu Alai Kulchem, Peshayit Tebinu Hashem. What are you, all Yimir says, what are you coming to argue with me? Kulchem, all of you Peshayit Tebinu Hashem. David says, all of you, including Yimir. Even though he's a Tzadik, yet Yimir was also blamed. Amal Mahasim, you say from Yimir, but no, I say, for Hachim here, Moshe Beinu, David said to Moshe, Ad Ona Me'antem, until when are you going to stop? Lishmar to keep. And include Moshe Aaron in that statement. Now it's hard to understand this Gemara, which I don't understand, and I looked up, I couldn't find anybody. We had the exact same Gemara of Samach Chomer Aleph, and there the Gemara says something else. Here it says that Tzadikim pass away together with Hashem, right? Bahadi Kehutza Loki Karba. Together with the thorns, the cabbages get hurt. Now Samach, we had that together with the Hashem, not only Tzadikim get killed, but Tzadikim get killed first. Further, Tzadikim get hurt. The Eish, it says Kiseitze Eish. The Seich Eish of Motza Kreitzim. When the Eish goes, fire goes out and meets these thorns. The Nechal Godish. And the Godish was already eaten. The Tzadikim already killed first. Here it says it happened together.
Because unfortunately,
they are Kapar. Yes, so this Gemara here seems to be arguing with the Gemara there. Here it says with the same time, here it says first. It says in the Pasuk that when Moshe Yosef of Tzadik brought a number of shvat before Paray, it says in the Pasuk that Miktas Achil, only some of his brother Lakach took, Chamisha Anoshim, five people, Mani Chamisha, who were these five people? So he says, those when Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha again, and he repeated the names, which is Don, Zvulun, God, Osh, and Naphtali, these were the weakest ones. So therefore, he brought them to Paray. He said, Paray shouldn't realize that the Shvatim were so strong, he wouldn't use them for his service, personal service. So Moshe Rabbeinu repeated his name twice. So we answer. For another reason altogether, for its own inyan. And his people should be counted. And this should happen to Yehuda. So Yehuda is connected to Reuven, which means like it follows. All those 40 years Eden was sojourning in the desert. Yehuda's bones were dismembered, and they were all rattling inside this arn. Adjaba Moshe came at Davin, the biggest Rachmim, Oliver Ben Shalayla, Migar and Ruben Shayeda. Who caused the attack? Yehuda sinned. Yehuda said to Yaakov, if I don't bring back Binyamin, I'm a Nidui. So therefore, it happened by a tzaddik, when even a klal on a tanai happened. So therefore, he was a Nidui, he was a Chedim. And Chedim is 248, so all the limbs are separated. All of his limbs are separated, only by Yehuda. So the Abish, who caused Ruben to do Tshuva? Yehuda. So Yehuda did Tshuva. By Tamar, when he conceded that this is my stick. Yeah. Hoyle Boshe said by Moshe Rabbeinu. No, said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Those were Hoyle Boshe, I think. We'll have him by Metzia at the end of the Pentecost Azov. We'll see that. Nun Tess over there. Shehed Yehuda, Miyad Shom Hashem Kol Yehuda. Rabbi Abishah heard the sound of Yehuda, and what happened? All Ibrei Lesof, all the limbs went back to its place. But yet, even though he was back, that's down here. But in Shemayim, they still didn't let him take an Eden. So Moshe made a dam with the Abish, he says, good enough. And he said, first he said, Shema Hashem, could you listen to the sound of Yehuda, which he put the thing. Then he said, well, I'm going to the end, I'll bring him back to his nation. Let him go back to Gan Eden. Okay, he went back in. Lava Yoda, my company, but he didn't sound a word of the Torah they were learning because he was punished. He didn't know what the Rabbana was saying. And he didn't know how to argue with them. So then he must have been asked, Yodov Ravlo, let him have a hand, let his hand be on top, let him be able to argue with everybody. Even though he was able to argue, nobody ever listened to what he had to say. Nobody passed like him. So then the pasuk ends of Ezem Mitzotavtiya, help him out from his oppressors. So Moshe Rabbeinu took him from the Sheol Tachtis and brought him up all the way to the highest Madrigas. On the road of the Rabbi Mori, Menon Mizahin, the following Amar Inchi, famous saying, the Amar Inchi people say, Basar Anye Ozla Anye Yusser, that the poor remain poor. The rich people bring their bikurim, bikaltishes of golden baskets, the shalklasiv of silver ones, and they take them home. Bani and the poor besal and the tzadim, they bring out these baskets made out of little twigs, shalarova made out of arova willows, kulufa that were peeled. So what happens? Hasalim the habikurim nice lekainim. Dafka the poor who can't afford it have to give away the baskets, and the reason is because their baskets are bottled to the bikurim, so therefore it's like one thing they give it a coin. Mashengi by the kibidim, but then the basket is more important than the fruits. The esrig case is more important than the esrig, and therefore the esrig case is not part of the multi coin. It's actually a mile, but the Amalei is any Basar Aniya Azla Aniyus Murphy's Law. Amalei, at Amalei, you say Mahasa for there. I mean Mahasa. What's the point of him asking him all the time when he's constantly telling him, I know better than you? Anyway, it says the Pasig, with Tomei Yikre, if somebody has a Mitzayda. And it said, but Tomei Yikre. So I don't know that he has Tzaras, and he has to embarrass himself as well by announcing that, what, Tomei Yikre. So we say, what, Bosani Ozlan Yusuf. In the summer, make sure you eat good breakfast, a good breakfast, solid breakfast in the morning. In the winter, they have a good breakfast because of the cold. And people say, 60 people could chase after you, and they'll never catch up to you if you walk after davening. We had a good breakfast. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yir abu," they won't be hungry. "Lo yir tzmar," they won't be thirsty. "Lo yakim shor v'shamish," the sun won't affect him. So we see what that eating breakfast is an important thing. Amalei at Amalei Mahasa, you say from there. Amalei Mahachan of Mitzvah. For the Vadashim Alkechem, we should serve the Ebeshev, which is what davening in the morning, Kishma Tefillah. And then it says in the pasuk, Uveirach es lachmachad. The Ebeshev will bench your bread, with mechon your water, zu pas bemelach. That's bread and salt. And the kitten. The only time you need bread and salt is if there's no salt in the bread. If there's salt in the bread in the first place, you don't need to. The kitten shalmayim and a jug of water. Mekan ve'elof. You're in. Vahasiroisi machla mikibecha. The next pasuk says it. And then the pasuk says vahasiroisi machla. So you see clearly, you daven. This is the order. You daven, breakfast, and you have a healthy person. The time you learn mach, what do you mean? I'll take away all the machla krankheit and zumara. That's a sickness of the gallbladder. The lamanikish machla, but go machla. She shmeinim v'shloisha chaloyin yesh ba. 83 different sicknesses are there on your gallbladder. Machla begematir hachiav. The word machla equals 83. The kulin and all of this. What's the antidote for all of these different diseases? Pas b'melech shachris v'kita shemayim mevatlan. Bread and salt and a jug of water. There's actually machlekes in some of the achrenim where the cake also needs some salt.
Needs salt.
According to one opinion, I saw that it's actually a chiddush says, if chavrach kar yechamre, if your friend call you a donkey, you know what you should do? Uchvu legabach mush, take a saddle and put it on yourself. Well, if you're a donkey, you got to put a saddle. In other words, don't get into an argument. Let them call you names, but don't get into an argument. Amalei had another chsiv. It says by Hagar, by Yemer Hagar. Hugger says, sounds like turn the other cheek. But this is talking about only calling names, not physical. Hugger said, Shivcha Sarai, the maid of Sarai, hey, Mr. Basa, where are you from, Vonatechen? Where are you planning to go? Now, she was no longer Shivcha Sarai because she ran away. She was thrown out of the house. So the Malach Shivcha is a derogatory term. What did she argue? No. She said, Mipnei Sarai, Givarti, Sarai, my mistress, Anochi Barachas. So she conceded that she is a shivcha, but she didn't have to, but she didn't want to argue. How do you know what people say? If you have a flaw, don't wait till somebody points it out to you and publicly humiliates you. Say it about yourself. Tell everybody, I know that I'm crazy. Or whatever it is, that the flaw that you have. I'm an Eved Avram Anochi. Eliezer, start out the conversation. Eved Avram Anochi, I'm an Eved Avram. Now, this Gemara just contradicted the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara says that if somebody else calls your name, you know, agree. Here he's saying that if you have a chassadin, go announce it first. So you wait till somebody points it out to you, you announce it first. So Moshe already says that if the same case, no matter what, it's true. You know you have this flaw. And a person should know that he has certain flaws, so therefore don't hide it. And maybe you'll fix it up.
You don't go around all day saying, I'm done.
You have to walk around all day? Once a day is enough. But the first one I was talking about where it's not true. Somebody calls you, it's not true, you're not going to go announce it. She was no longer the maid of Vahesa of Vasara. She threw her out of the house. But if somebody calls your name, you know
what?
We had another one. Hane Elovim Ve'enon Oilvim. You know, you accept the shame, but you don't humiliate back.
What's wrong with remaining silent? I'm not saying anything.
That's what they're saying.
It's the same thing. It's tantamount to admitting.
You're not calling yourself
name. You're not. That's an expression, which means
just be makabel.
That's it. Don't argue. Don't fight. Never worth arguing, even if you're right. You're right. I just said you can't argue. If you agree with what I said,
that's exactly what Rashi says that the guy says you're an idiot. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
You're right too. Don't
get into a whole
argument. Yeah, exactly. I'm the other Mamari. My name is Hadi. The following how many each people say Shapil va'ozil bar avza a goose walks around with its head downwards as if it's looking on the ground, but they ain't there. But its eyes has big eyes. Metaifes looking far beyond. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says a beautiful mashal. Rashi says, a person, on the one hand, should be humble, but on the other hand, you shouldn't be ashamed. Milisho dover hatzorichle. If you need something, don't be embarrassed or coy about it. Bein l'teira, whether it's a matter of teira, bein l'panosase. It's a matter of panosa, and you feel that they wronged you, stand up there and demand it. Ul'tvoya chayva, somebody owes you money, don't be meek. Go over the guy and say, you owe me money. Interesting. So you have to stand up for yourself. Nobody else can stand up for you. Omle, the chesiv, it says in the posik, how do we know this whole thing? It says in the posik, the hate of Hashem la'adoini, the avish should do you good, this is Abigail, she was a Nevi'ah, and she said that her husband, Novel, is going to be killed by David Melech, and then she said to David Melech, she just threw in, by the way, David, remember me. Well, I'm an almana. I'm around because I'm not married her later. So when you see that she, even though she was very humble, she was a tzaddikah, she was a nevi'ah, but she already prepared herself for the future through it. Nobody, you have to promote yourself. Nobody's going to promote you. The hate of Hashem is not doing it, and he's saying to David, she's saying to David Melech, the Abish should do good to you. Remember me. She's seen tachli matya lekava. 60 sicknesses come to a tooth. the kol chavre, you know where it comes from? When you hear about your friend, shamav le'ochel, you hear your friend is doing very, very well, and you're not, that causes you a lot of grief.
It shouldn't,
but it does.
Green with envy.
Amalei. In other words, if you feel your friend is, and you feel like you're not part of the ride, so many things are happening over there, the friend this and that, and you're not part of it, it eats you up alive. Amalei. The chesiv it says in pasuk, b'li ani avducha. It says that me, your Eved, we were not invited. Tzadik HaKoyin, Levinoye Ben Yodav, L'Shleim Avdecha L'Kodah. We were not invited. It was a big party, and Adonayo invited all of these people. They invited us, and he felt that everybody was there, except you had a chasen, and the whole town was there, except you. You feel like you're being ostracized. Omele at Amit Mahas Yilun from Tanakh, but I mean, Rabbi, so he's Rav constantly bringing from the things like this. So the pshat is, it says in place, Shonim and Yuma, if I remember correctly, that the idea was, anything that's written in Tanakh is found in the Torah. Remez in the Torah. So first, Rava wanted over here. Rava, he wanted to know, where is it in Tanakh? Is it in Tanakh? Once you tell me that this expression, this conventional wisdom, is actually in Tanakh, then I can work out where it comes from the Torah. So it's not Stam in the Velt and he's taunting him. You know, and he brought it into the world of Tanakh. And then Rava took it from the world of Tanakh and brought it to the world of Torah. It says in the pasuk, "By Yitzchak Gohel Osarim." Yitzchak brought to the Sodah, the tent of Sodah's mother, so he got married. By Yikach Hesivka, by Tili got married, and by Yehovah he loved her. By Yinochem Yitzchak Achrim, and he went after his mother. Oksiv Basrei, and what does it say? The pasuk immediately following that, and it says, "By Yosef Avram Yichishes Moktur." So Avram got the urge to get married. He saw Yitzchak got married, he got all excited, so he started getting married as well. This is how it works. Amalei Rav L'Rabba Mori. But on this high note, the following people say, Chamra L'Mori, that the owner of the wine is one person, but Tevusa, everybody gives thank you, L'Shakke, to the one who actually pours the wine to you. That's how Rashi L'Mshat Ningwara. Tevusa L'Mshat Ningwara, no. That means, Chamra L'Mori, the owner of the wine, but Tav L'Shakke, but who actually is more generous than the owner? The Sadam Ashken. The owner only planned to give everybody a little bit of wine. Sadam Ashken, it's not his wine really, so he's much more generous. So Tavus Sadam Ashken, it's much better to get the wine not from the owner, even though by Ptiyas HaPas we say, remember Gemara Baruch Hu, we say, Pufakert. It's better the Balabai is to be the one who breaks the pas because he's the most generous. But here we're saying it tastes at least, which I'm not sure how that fits in with the Gemara there, that the Sadam Ashken does more, and he brings a raya from Yeshua. The Abish said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should put one hand on Yeshua and give a smicha. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He gave both hands. I once said to Moshe years ago, what's pshat? He gave him both hands. The Abishai gave a bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yodav is a mochama. It says, Yodav, Moshe is Yodav, you know, by a mullah. So Yodav means this is, you have to be prepared as a leader, you have to be prepared to stand up and fight if you have. But the Abishai told Moshe Rabbeinu he has to be prepared to fight the outsiders. Moshe Rabbeinu, being a leader himself, knows that the biggest problem are not that fremda, the egina. So he gave him two hands, one for the outside and one for the inside. Anyway. Just drush. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Chesiv it says, "V'samachta siyod cholov." It's the Eibusha told Moshe Rabbeinu what should he do, that he should only put one hand. The man Yishma Yiron, they should listen. Because Rabbeinu says, "Chesiv instead of Yeshua, I'm benu molir chokma ki samach Moshe as yodavolov." Both hands. Yishma Yiron, they should all listen. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu was much more generous. Amalei, so in Tesis version, the Rai from Yeshua sort of fits in a lot better. Rashi's version is that the thank you didn't go to the Eibishter, it went to Moshe because Moshe is the one who did it, even though the Eibishter is the one who instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to place your hands in them. That's how Rashi is shouting about here. Then we're invited, Amalei Rav L'Rabba, Bar Mori, Menoah Mizahari, you know, the army people say, Kalba Bekafli, when a dog is starving, Golli Mavli, he'll even eat stones. You see what it says in Pasuk, these are all, you know, human conventions, and you want to know, where does it come from? So he says, nefesh seveya, a full nefesh, tavas nefes, will trample on even little, leaves or things, edible items. But when it comes to a hungry soul, kol mar musik, anything bitter is still sweet. He's starving. People say, this one Rava couldn't find a pasuk in the Torah. He said nothing. How do you know that a terrible palm tree, which is in a poor condition, will go over and join up with to good trees? Oh, sorry, to other trees that are bad, who go to join other barren trees? How do you know that bad people gravitate to bad people? So he says, "Amalei dover zeh kasa b'teira shana b'nevim b'shuva k'suvim sitna teira nevim and k'suvim." But tanam says the Mishnah v'tanir b'rais kasa b'teira teira v'chsi v'yelech esav el yishmol. Esav went to Yishmol. Now Yishmol was worse than Esav. Esav was born, came from good yichus. Unfortunately, he turned out bad. Yishmol came from bad yichus. He came from Hagar. So Esav went and joined Yishmol. So not only you join equal, you join people even worse than you are. Shana ben Yerpin, Rabbi Nechziv says, Vayislak to a Yiftach, Yiftach came from a Pilegesh, and what kind of people gravitate to Yiftach? Anoshim Nekim, Pus to mention. Vayiyu Imoy, they were together with him. Umishul, written the third time, it says, Kol oif lemina yishka, and every bird will only hang around with its own kind. Uvene adam ledayim, and people too similar. Taisa says there's no such pasuk anywhere. So Taisa says, let's look at the last Taisa, Mishul, Kol oif kanav lemia yishka, and ain't ze mikra b'chala teida. There's no such pasuk. Now there's a Bekiva Eger in Brachas, where Bekiva Eger lists every single Taisa in Shas, where it mentions, where the Gemara mentions a pasuk, or Tesis mentions a pasuk, and there's no such pasuk anywhere. We don't have the pasuk. We have different words. And there's a whole Arichas and Maratz Chais and others, what's Pshat in the Kivega? Or what's Hakim Pshat in the Gemara, bringing pasukim that we don't have? Did they have it and things change? I mean, what's going on? But Tesis says over here, interesting, this is no pasuk at all, so where does this come from? Yishema b'seifa ben Siru. Maybe it was written ben Siru. And you know, the Chalkim Chayk says in the beginning of Ezra, ben Siru was Yirmiyahu's son, according to some. And he wrote the Apocrypha. And the Gemara Sanhedrin will have, and then the Chalik, and Chalik will have, or the Gemara brings down quotes, a whole bunch of Apocrypha, things that we believe and things that we don't trust. So why is it called Ksuvim? V'chein salsal to Mecca, v'chein the Divin, the different things the Gemara brings down doesn't exist. But he's saying here, why is it called Ksuvim? Because in those days you're not allowed to write anything down. And he wrote down Ben Sira, so it's called Ksuvim. Not Ksuvim that we call Ksuvim, but Ksuvim that was written down. They were writing, okay, that's that. Any part of a keli, the handle of a keli is attached, or a hook that you hang up keli arm, it also becomes tamei. And kol mechubat tamei, anything mechubat tamei is tamei. Clearly, what you gravitate to Rashi, but you're Rashi like him. But if it wasn't for naught that the zarzis, some kind of a bird, went to visit the crow, or the, I was with something crow and raven. In fact, I don't even know the difference between crow and raven. Elam neishu mina, because it's similar. So Zaz is some kind of a bird. Also, that's not very helpful. Raven is supposed to be a rush. Remember, the Gemara says that there's not a more cruel bird than an oid of a raven. That's why Noach sent first out the raven. People say, if you call your friend to come and you want to reprimand him and he refuses, he doesn't accept, Rami Gudarabi, lift the biggest wall you can find in Shadibe and throw it on his head. The Rosh learns from here, Shaul of Zarosh, that you're allowed to take someone to court if you invite him once to the Torah. In Halacha, we say three times. But if you invite him once to the Torah refuses, then you can throw him to court. This is what he says, Kori's Chavra La'Ancha is not talking about Stam, you want to give him Hechacha. Yeah, but you can throw at him. Amale, he said, how do you know that Pasuk? How do you know that? Because it says in the Pasuk that Yahan Tihartich, I tried to metai you, you didn't accept my Torah. But Tumasik Lo Titari, from your Tumah, you'll never become Torah. Now this Gemara here flies in the face of other Gemaras. We say that you should never stop reprimanding your friend. And here we're saying you do it once and he doesn't listen. Goodbye. What does that mean? So Rashi learns that what we're saying over here, what do you mean lift a wall and throw at him? It doesn't mean kill him. It means walk away. Let him fall on his own sword. That's what Rashi says. Interesting. Kaisel Hapel of Rashi says they throw wall claimant. Hanichai, let him be. The Yipol Birdisha, and he will fall for those old issues. The Chay of Yadayim. That's actually how the muscle fits in. Lift a wall and throw it at him. It means let him die on his own sword. But walk away. Here's a very interesting saying that you should remember. Beautiful saying. It's in Goyim already have took the saying as well. But no, I mean, how do you know the following? The cistern, the reservoir, the well that you drank from. Like tishti b'kala. Don't throw in there any dirt. In other words, if somebody was nice to you, don't be mean back to them. Doesn't matter if they deserve it. It says, "Look, Tisai of Adoimi, Kiachichu. Don't oppress the Adoim, which is Esav, because he's your brother. But like Tisai Mitzri, you know why you shouldn't oppress the Mitzri? Kigeid or Yisabach. Either kill all your firstborn. Either kill all these kids over there, and they give you such tzaddis, but they fed you. You're not allowed to be a kofri tayver.
They only fed us because they.
Who cares why? That's teaching Menschikite. You're not allowed to be a kofri. If they did something good to you, even though they did terrible things, you have to appreciate it. It doesn't matter. But the fact is, you benefited from them. That's the chiddush. That even though it was, they did it for their own personal benefit, not because they were nice. Nevertheless, you have to be appreciative. Rashi says here, the boy the shoshes made, the boy that you drank from, the tzitzit of colors. Rashi says, 10 lines at the bottom, kolayim dover hanitzlach pamachas. They only helped you out once. Shuloi tevazeu. You can never go ahead and say, even though they're mean to you, they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't let them go through. They wanted to buy the food from them. Let's trespass on their land. No. It's an amazing piece of etiquette here. Once, Rashi says, they did you once a favor. Remember those, I think I almost gave you a cookie. Yudah, forevermore. Be nice to me. Don't worry about it. If you're going to help me out, you want me to take a risk on a business venture or whatever it is, if you're going to step in with me and join me and share the risk, the lina, I'll lift also. If you're not prepared, you just give me advice, then I'm not going to lift it up. In other words, a person's not going to take a risk unless you're prepared to share the risk with me. Barak said to her, if you go with me, because we're going to war. If you're prepared to take the risk of going to war, halacha, I'll go with you. I'm not going. This is interesting, another interesting, old beautiful chazal. People say, when we were young, enthusiastic, everyone looked at us and said, oh, this young man here is a man. Hashta the kashishna, now that we're older, we're experienced and wiser, they treat us like kids. No longer that a cheder is for older people. Amalei, I'll tell you, this is not something new. This is an old thing already. Mikorak, see, first it says, before the Eden left Mitzrayim, they were all young. Hashem, hoyluchof neim, yoyman, ba'amad onam, lachaysim, haderech, the Eibishter will lead in front of them by day to lead the way, v'layla, ba'amud eish, lahoylem, at night with a pillar of fire to light up for them. Amalei, see, later when they got older, it says, I'm not growing. He didn't know you're like malach, now that you're older. You know, a bunch of kachkas over there. I'll send the malach to take care of you guys. The shmorcha b'dead heat the road. Amalei Rav, I'll finish one more thing. Amalei Rav, Rav said to Rav, Amori, how do you know that Amri Rabbanah, how many people say, Basa Mori Nichsei, that after a rich person, Tzivi Mashach, that's where the wood goes to. In other words, that's where your desire should be. You should try to hang around people who are very successful. We had already another Gemara in Brachas, that successful people, it rubs off. So if you join us, get a successful person to join you in your business, you'll have atzlacha. Where does that come from? Amalei dechsev. It's a mefeish pasuk that when Avram was blessed, the gamla loit, ahayich Avram, even loit who just hung around Avram, hayitzayin avakar v'aholim. So he also had all that. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue.